The reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 to 15, and it's page 942. The point is this: the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. For the rendering of this ministry not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also overflows with many thanksgivings to God. Through the testing of this ministry, you glorify God by your obedience to the confession of the gospel of Christ and by the generosity of your sharing with them and with all others, while they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God that he has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. This is the word of the Lord.
So may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O God. Amen. Please do take a seat. So we are in the midst of a sermon series on holiness. I think it was titled The Holiness Agenda. And so far, over a number of weeks, we've looked at various different parts of that holiness agenda. We've looked at spiritual disciplines. We've looked at our responsibility to care for creation. We talked about the generosity of God. And last week, we were focusing on simplicity and contentment. And we had that wonderful interview with Trevor, who'd returned from his pilgrimage to Santiago de Compostela. And he shared with us how that experience had helped him to realize, well, how blessed we are and what we need and what we don't need so much, and focusing on God and trusting in him. And then this morning we go even deeper because we're looking at our generous response, to that generous God. And our reading from 2 Corinthians begins with this verse 6. The point is this: the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So we begin with Paul's attitude to wealth and to possessions, and it starts in the beginning that it is a gift from God. A gift from God that requires us to take it sensibly and responsibly, that leads to generosity itself. I believe someone once said, with great power comes great responsibility. I think it actually might have been Spider-Man, but it's a good quote. We are blessed to be a blessing. And Paul kind of puts that for us right from the beginning. We are blessed to be a blessing. We have a generous God. We looked at that a couple of weeks back, how generous God is. He's generous to us in the environment that we live in. He's created. He's the author of creation. He's created this beautiful world, which on a day like today, just sings of God's glory, doesn't it, when you go out there? It's a little warm, but it is beautiful. And you can see it in each other, you know, that we are all created by God, you know, we are blessed by each other. He's the author of creation. He is a generous God. And of course, the most important part of our faith is that very generous giving. So God creates the world, he gifts it to us, he places us in it. He then gifts us his son. He sends his son to walk with us and live with us. And then the son gifts himself in sacrifice. It's not taken away from him, he gives it freely. The author of creation lays down his life for us. And then we are gifted the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is sent to guide us and to fill us and equip us and send us out. It's all giving, 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 giving. Huge generosity. The generosity of grace. We've all received huge, outrageous grace. And it's that reason that we're here this morning. That love for us, that love and generosity. And then that calls us into a life of love and generosity. We're called to seek to be holy. It's an old-fashioned word, but we're called into a life of holiness. It's about emulating this love and generosity that we see in our Father and in Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Witnessing to that love whilst we're here on earth. Being like our Father. I believe, I don't know if you remember, quite a few months ago, I remember a sermon that Gavin said, and he said, as the Father does, the Son does, and so should we. And that phrase really struck me, and it really applies in this situation. Our generous, loving God, our generous, loving God in all his three persons shows us the way to be. So our response, our generous response, should be to be generous. Generous with our time, because that's the most precious commodity we have these days, isn't it, in this part of the world, our time. Generous with our forgiveness. Generous with our love and acceptance. Generous of our inclusion. Generous with the resources that we've been blessed with. We're blessed to be a blessing. Generous with our giving and our fighting for justice, with our time and our love. It's generous. It's generous all the way through, isn't it? It's like a thread. Walking with God, walking with Jesus, is about generous living. But this call on our lives, it's not so much a should or a must. It's not about, I could stand up here and talk till I'm blue in the face about we must be generous. But unless it comes from within you, it's not going to make any difference. And it comes from, this generous response comes from a relationship with the living God. A relationship which is generous and giving and pulls us into a way of being which is generous and giving. Just to give a small example of how that works. If you're driving and you come to a junction and it's busy traffic, if somebody lets you out and lets you pull out, you're so much more likely to let the next person out, aren't you? Let's be honest. When someone lets you out, you let somebody else out. And then if you let them out, they're more likely to let somebody else out. And it just sort of kind of snowballs, doesn't it? You know, if you smile at somebody, it has an impact. They're much more likely, even if they don't smile at you back straight away because they might have been in shock, but they're more likely to then share that with somebody else. You know, generosity and loving begets generosity and loving. So as the Father loved us, we love the Father, and we love and we are called to love all of those around us. It comes from within. It's a response. It's not a duty as such. It's a loving response from the huge, outrageous, crazy love and generosity that we've received from God our Father. And it's about whole life generosity, which includes no less than our finances. I just want to be clear about that. That does include the resources that we have been blessed with. We are called to be generous, and we can be. You know, we have financial issues, obviously. We have difficult times. But the reality is that we are amongst the most wealthy people in the whole world. I forget the exact statistics, but it's something like if we're in the West here and we have a roof over our house, over our heads, we have somewhere to live, we have food in our bellies, food in our cupboards, we're something like we are wealthier than 80% of the rest of the world. That's the reality. We are blessed. Yes, we have difficulties, but we are blessed. But we're only blessed so that we can bless others, and that's the responsibility that comes with that blessing. And there are lots of ways in which we can get involved in being a blessing. And our notice sheet this morning, not now, but later, take this home. There's an article on the back from Gavin, which gives you some real specifics and practical advice about how we can be the generous people of God. So do take that home and look at that and pray about that and act and do something. My vision, and I hope that this is a vision that you share as well, is that as a gathered community here in Loxheath, as a community of faith, as people that join together in worship, our identity will be generous and loving. So much so that the community around us, all the people that we impact upon, the people we see in the shops, people we meet in the street, the people that we work with, can't help but think, gosh, those people are so generous. They're so forgiving. They're so accepting. They love to help. They love to give finances to worthy causes. They use their resources in a way that is just crazy, crazy generous. Who does that? You know, but it's attractive, and I kind of want to be around them because there's something about it which is attracting, and it encourages me to be a better person. And, you know, and I want to know a bit more about it. I want to be like that. It challenges me. It's not the norm. It's countercultural. It's kind of radical even. That's what my vision is for this community, that the people around us are impacted by our generosity in such a way that it only points to God. It only points to freedom in Christ. That we can release ourselves and release others from the need to constantly be striving to gain and hold on to stuff, to act out of fear of missing out, or that somebody else will get something and we won't. Because I think a lot of the way that we live is underpinned by that sort of fearful attitude. Let's be countercultural. Let's be different. Let's be extravagantly generous, like our Father has been to us. So let's pray. Father God, I pray this morning that you will renew us with the desire to use all that you have blessed us with to bless others, to understand that all that we have, from our friends and our families, from our jobs, from our homes, to the very breath in our bodies, comes from you. It is a gift. We didn't deserve it. We don't own it. It is placed into our hands to care for and to share. We thank you for our many, many blessings. Help us to have a generous spirit, to share what we have with others, to go that extra mile, to outdo each other in generosity. Because that is what we've received from you. Outrageous grace, love, and blessing. Father, we want to walk in holiness. We want to be better versions of ourselves. We want to be becoming more and more Christ-like. Give us guidance and encouragement. Help us to trust that you will provide what we need, that we need not fear We need not be grasping and greedy. And we ask, Lord, that you give us the opportunities. Help us to see where you would use us to bless others. And give us the courage to do so. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah.